Today I'm recording from the woods of New Hampshire. It's early May, it's cold, it's extremely windy, it's rainy, but you know what? I don't care, because I'm riding roller coasters. I'm at an amusement park I've never been to. Actually, it's so new to me, I don't even know how to pronounce the name of it. I think I've been saying it wrong. But they have three good roller coasters, and here comes one of them! Let's go ride some coasters this week on the CoasterGallery.com podcast. Folks, thanks for listening to another CoasterGallery.com podcast. My name is Joel Rogers, and if you've heard the podcast before, you know we do a lot of different topics. Sometimes it's photography, sometimes it's music, sometimes it's a strange little tangent. But today we're going to talk exclusively about amusement parks. In just a moment, I'm going to return to my trip to this amusement park in New Hampshire. Upcoming is an interview with the marketing and entertainment manager, but I have to warn you that the audio I recorded at the park, it wasn't that great. The quality is just kind of so-so. There's a lot of noise, movement noise, background noise, and then partway through the interview, you will hear this real weird glitchy electronic sound. I don't know what happened, and I apologize for it. But here's the way I look at it. You could listen to a nice, slick production that's done in somebody's basement, or you could go listen to somebody who's actually out there experiencing these fun rides, riding the roller coasters, out there having fun, taking some pictures, taking some video. So bear with the little audio. I think it'll be worthwhile. When you're done listening to the podcast, I hope you go to CoasterGallery.com and click on Canby Lake. You'll see the pictures I took there here in early May, and you'll also see couple little quick video clips to show you the fun of some of these roller coasters. So with that, I will go back to my live trip at the park and go to the first audio clip. Well, folks, it's time for another Coaster Gallery podcast. I'm here in the woods of southern New Hampshire, about an hour north from Boston, Massachusetts. And I'm at a really neat park that I must admit I've been calling the wrong name for all this time. I've been saying Canobie, and I got up here and they said it's Canobie Lake Park. So I'm live from Canobie Lake, and I'm here with Chris Nicoli, who's the director of, tell me your title again.
Chris Nicoli, I'm the marketing and entertainment manager of Canobie Lake Park.
Oh, Canobie Lake Park, yes. That's right. Now, I've seen Canobie Lake just right out the side of the park there. I assume the park is named after the lake. Can you tell me a little history of the park?
Sure. We were opened in 1902. Wow. As a botanical garden and pleasure resort. We are a trolley park, so we're officially the trolley company, the Massachusetts Northeast Street Railway Company, opened us in 1902 when they found that all of the workers that were traveling back and forth between Haverhill and Pelham and Nashua and Salem would ride the trolleys Monday through Fridays and pay that nickel, but no one would ride the trolleys on the weekends. So they opened up these pleasure resorts throughout the country, which I'm sure everyone's aware of, just to be able to get that nickel on the weekends and have ridership on the weekends. So that's how we started. Back in 1902, we had a few rides. It was mostly walking around in your finest clothing and taking photographs and hanging with the family, but we had some attractions that we even still have here today, including our antique carousel, which is still one of the only carousels left that operate on a rubber tire. So so that is one of our original attractions. And then as the park progressed and with the invention of the automobile and the popularity of the automobile, all of those trolley companies started to go out of business. And when they went out of business, most of the trolley parks either were sold off into private ownership for operation or were just torn down and destroyed and turned into something else. Fortunately, we went into private ownership. We were purchased by the gentleman who actually invented the electric paving machine.
Really?
Okay. So we're one of the first parks that has had a paved midway almost right from the beginning, where paved midways were in existence. And then that happened for a couple decades, and in 1958, three friends from New Jersey decided to partner together and purchase Canobie Lake in 1958. Okay. And their second and third generations are still owning and operating the park today.
Very neat. And I've only been in the park about an hour, so I'm not the expert yet, but there are a lot of neat little rides, and there's a lot of neat historic rides. There's a kind of an interesting mix of some animals and a lot of birds I saw. And the lake, I heard that you do fireworks on the lake and boat rides. It's a little early. I'm recording this in kind of early May, so maybe I'm a little here a little early for the season. But what do you do on the lake?
Well, we have fireworks, certainly. We have a barge that goes out, and we'll do it July 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, okay. as well as every Saturday night throughout Labor Day. So that's certainly a great draw from us. But you're exactly right. That's what the whole feel of the park is it mixes the old nostalgic amusement park with some higher technology for today's type of rides and attractions.
Okay. And I see by the posters behind you here, there's a lot of scary Halloween stuff. So I assume you're around weekends in October?
Yep, we do weekends from late April through Memorial Day. Then we're open daily from Memorial Day through Labor Day.
Okay.
And then weekends in September and October. And that's kind of when we launch our Canobie Lake Park Scream Fest event with the haunted houses and all the actors.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about the coasters. You have, again, a neat mix of real old historic stuff that's still a ton of fun, plus brand new modern stuff. So tell me about, let's go oldest to youngest, the Yankee Cannonball.
Yankee Cannonball.
1930-something or
1936.
Other. Yeah.
It was actually built in 1932.
And they moved it somewhere.
And they moved it from Connecticut. They took a giant saw and cut off the entire bottom 10 feet because it was easier than excavating all of the pylons.
Okay.
So the entire coaster was kind of cut at the base.
Wow.
And then brought up here to New Hampshire in 1936 and reinstalled here. It started off as a different name. It was called the Greyhound, and then for a while it was called just the Giant Wooden Roller Coaster, and then it was renamed to the Yankee Cannonball, and it is still absolutely one of our most key and popular attractions today. You can't replace that rickety wooden feel of a coaster, the perception of it.
I did sneak in a ride. The weather today is a little threatening, so I wanted to get all the riding, or at least one ride on everything, just in case things shut down with the rain. And I rode the back seat, which is a lot of fun. Nice little airtime in it. You know, the typical fun coaster from that era. It's not big, it's not fast, but it's just a ton of fun. Just
Absolutely.
Proves that, you know, some designs just, they can't improve on it. It's just a hoot.
Absolutely. And what we find, too, is that so many people come back because of the history of it.
Yeah.
They rode that on their 8th grade field trip. Now their kids were riding that on their 8th grade field trip, or their grandkids are now riding that on their 8th grade field trip. So there's a lot of history to it as well.
Very neat. And I look forward to checking out the front seat in the middle to see where the best ride is.
So. And when, in 1936, when that roller coaster was built, the gentleman, the Philadelphia Toboggan Company that put it together, they didn't have any more work to do immediately following the building of that roller coaster.
Okay.
So they had asked the owners of the park, is there anything else that we can work on for you? So they said, okay, we're looking for a theater. So they actually, the Philadelphia Toboggan Company built our dance hall theater that has a capacity of 1,200. We do live shows in there throughout the course of the season. But if you look up into the ceiling, all the truss work is roller coaster technology that they use to build that building.
Fast forward a few decades, the Canobie Cannonball, or Canobie Corkscrew.
Correct.
Again, my name's mixed up. Canobie Corkscrew is an arrow, were there two loops on that one?
Correct.
And it's not that unique. Any good stories about that one, or is it just kind of the normal?
That one was built in 1975,
okay.
and that was built for the park Old Chicago, which is an indoor amusement park in Chicago. And it was built by Aerodynamics, and it actually, the roller coaster starred in the movie The Fury, where it's, if you watch The Fury, you can see the coaster, and that's the actual coaster in it. And it was purchased here at Canobie Lake Park and erected from the Alabama State Fair in 1988.
So it's been here quite a while.
Yep.
Excellent. And then the newest one, Untamed.
Untamed.
Okay, I gotta get all these new coasters, and I'm sorry if I'm stumbling with the names. I love the theming on it. All the supports are painted like birch trees, and it blends in with the woods here. A gorgeous station, a lot of neat woodwork, and then a kind of a bear lodge theme to it. Tell me about that one. That was new a couple years ago, I believe.
Yeah, we opened that in 2011. Okay. It is a Eurofighter, and we put that in, and we wanted it to blend in with our mix of attractions. We wanted a roller coaster that would be an appropriate size for our park, for appropriate speed for our crowd, and then blend it into the New Hampshire, you know, atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So where, you know, it's in a very green area. It's right in the middle of what was our ball field, one of our catering areas. We installed this ride right in the center of it, but we wanted it to blend in and have a lot of that New Hampshire scenery. So the The station itself, as you said, there's a lot of woodwork. A lot of those trees, the large lumber and the trees that are holding up the roof of the station, as well as all the stonework, were all repurposed from here on site and reinstalled into building that station. All of the granite for all of the staircases, it's actual New Hampshire granite.
Excellent. Okay.
And we have over about 100 carved bears, hand-carved here in New Hampshire, that are on every single light post and support post for that whole traction. So it's beautiful.
Unfortunately, I ran by most of it just because there's not much of a line because it's early in the season and it's early in the day and the weather's kind of lousy. But I will definitely go back and take some pictures of the architecture. It's another one of these rides where I have to warn people, empty your pockets.
Oh, yes.
And on the lift hill, I realized I still have my rental car keys in my pocket, and I had to kind of, hang on there. Because tell me about that lift hill and the first drop, because that's quite the eye-opener.
Yeah, I mean, as the lift hill, it's you're a fighter, so you're actually leaning back onto your back and then facing straight up in the air. You're going up the 80 feet, cresting the top, and it's actually a 97-degree drop, so you're actually almost tumbling forward as you're going straight down. And then a series of loops and twists and turns, and that barrel roll is what you're talking about. Whatever is in your pockets, we will get.
Yeah, I'm sure. So I'm sure you get a lot of hats and glasses and phones.
In the station, there's plenty of. We actually have built a case that shows people what their cell phones will look like once they're found. So that has deterred a lot of people from bringing them on the ride.
That's a good idea. And I will say that the ride operator gave me the little bucket when I came up there, and I said, "Oh, I'm a tough guy. I know what I'm doing. I just have my car keys, my cell phone, and everything's back in the car."
Well, I hope it's a nice car, because we'll be driving it.
Well, and there you go. It's a rental car, so the idea of losing the car keys would be bad.
Yes.
And a fairly compact little ride. There's a lot going on in a small area back there.
Absolutely.
So, and I'm thrilled to see a single rider line. On the way I exited and saw that there's a neat single rider line, which when there are lines here at the park, that's got to help. And, a good hourly capacity with that ride, I would assume, because they run the trains fairly quickly through there. I mean, they're only, what, eight people per car? But how many you can run?
We're constantly trying to increase the hourly capacity of that. The single rider lines we just put in, after a few months of operating the attraction, specifically to get that number up, and it's worked out really well.
Excellent. I will ask my standard question, and you will probably turn me down, but I'll ask anyway. Any thoughts about 2014? Any news? Anything coming to the park yet, or is it still too early?
Still too early to tell. However, for 2013, we've opened our newest ride, Equinox. We actually opened it last year for the last two weekends of our Halloween event. So that is new for 2013. We're excited about that one.
And which ride is that? Because I probably walked by.
You probably
and
walked right
it.
Back. You can't miss the thing. I'll tell you that.
Is it the giant swing that I saw?
No. It is. It's a KMG Tango. And so it is a giant pinwheel where you are sitting in with eight of your closest friends on a finger of a pinwheel while there's three separate pinwheels.
Okay.
The whole thing starts to spin. As it starts to spin, you're levitated 75 feet into the air. And as it's in the air, not only do the individual fingers spin, but also the arm spins as well. So you're gyroscoping in three separate directions 75 feet up.
Okay, I must admit, I did not see that one at all. I ran from one coaster to the other and must have missed it. I love the look and feel of this park. A lot of trees, a lot of neat shade. Things are kind of hidden. I walked in here and I didn't get a map. I thought, it's not a big park. I'll find the coasters. You know what? That new one, that's really hidden back there, which again, was something you talked about and you wanted it to blend in. So you did a nice job with that. So the spray paint marks in the parking lot are not a new ride. You don't want to...
They're not a new ride.
Okay, I'm sure. I always, all the coasters geeks get excited when they start seeing people, surveying around an amusement park. But I would think you would not want to build right in the middle of the parking lot. So.
No, that's just the normal course of business of getting ready for the season.
So. Anything else you want to share about the park?
I just wish you the best of luck, and you have a great day here, virtually by yourself with the weather. So, go on as much as you can, and any of your listeners that are coming out, we encourage everyone to go to canopy.com for our operating schedule and our rates and information about all our attractions. But
and it's easy to get here, like I said, not too far from Boston. Yep. It was a couple hours from Springfield.
Yep. We're just about 30 minutes north of Boston, right up Route 93, so a quick and easy trip.
I know you guys are weekends now, but 7 days a week, most of the summer, I assume?
Yep, starting Memorial Day, we're open daily all the way through Labor Day.
Excellent. Well, I can attest, the three coasters that I rode were a ton of fun, and I'm looking forward to dodging the rain showers and getting back to see the rest of the park.
Excellent.
So, Chris, thank you.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
I would like to take a moment to just give you a couple of my thoughts about my trip. Specifically, first, we'll start with the roller coasters. The Canopy Cannonball, not much to it. It's a drop, a turn, two corkscrews, and then another turn back to the station. However, you have to think that was only the second roller coaster in the entire world that flipped riders upside down twice. It's what, it's about 30, 35 years old. Sure, it doesn't quite measure up to the modern looping coasters, but it's still a fun ride. And you need, if you're at the park, you need to ride it, if nothing else, just for the history. Now, more exciting, the wooden coaster. What a hoot. It's really well maintained. Hats off to the folks there at the park that have spent a lot of time and effort keeping this 70, 80-year-old roller coaster running so well. I preferred the front seat to the back for the visuals and the airtime, but you know what? It's a pretty good good ride in the back seat, too. And Untamed, I can't say enough about Untamed. Untamed was probably my favorite ride of the whole day. I really liked it. Now, it's very intense. When you have that much coaster packed in a little space, you know it's going to be a wild ride. Three loops. It was fun. A couple little spots were a little bit rough, but overall, it was a very enjoyable experience. Again, make sure you empty your pockets, though, before you ride it. And I just loved the look of that coaster. It is a gorgeous coaster. It's a gorgeous station. It just blends in so well with the woods. And it's surprisingly quiet, too. People screaming on the ride are much, much louder than the mechanics of the ride itself. The thing's almost silent when it runs empty. The rest of the park was a lot of fun, too. Just gorgeous area, neat old rides, scary big modern rides, things for the kids, things for adults, some shows that honestly in the early season when I was there in May weren't running yet, but it sounded like it had some potential. So a lot of fun in a fairly compact little park. So if you're ever in the New England area, hope you get a chance to get up to Canopy Park. So with that, I'll go back to the recording that I made there at the park. I had one little closing statement for you. Again, the audio is not that great because I'm kind of shouting over the noise of the park, but it's a brief clip, so just bear with me.
Well, I think it might be the new it might be the new Coaster Gallery tradition to end each podcast at an amusement park with the carousel music. Well, my day is wrapping up here at Canopy Lake. What a fun park. Neat new rides, neat old rides, and a couple of really classics. The Whip, Kitty Whip, Turtle, lots of little scrambler spinny rides. And then you get the modern Gerstlauer Eurofighter, so neat mix. Anyway, from Canopy Lake Park, just outside of Salem, New Hampshire, north of Boston, Massachusetts. Thanks for listening to the CoasterGallery.com podcast. My name is Joel. As always, go out and do something fun this week. Bye-bye. Ooh, baby, the lady says on the carousel. She's having fun. So, what a fun. Canobie Lake, southern New Hampshire. Come check it out. Oh, did I just say Canobie? Doggone it. It's Canobie. I'm going to have to do the whole thing over again.